I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
I was just like labeled prom queen of the Valentine's Day dance, and there he was, Brad, and I thought he was like a loser at first, but he had his hands, his sweaty hands on the front of my shoulders, and
ew.
I've never felt like that before. That's... What do I do? He was prom king. I had to let him.
That sounds disgusting. Please do not tell me you are falling for Brad right now. He's like the grossest kid in our neighborhood, Monica. Like the grossest
Hannah,
kid.
No. I know. I think that too. But like,
He sticks his penis in macaroni.
How do you even know that? Is there video footage?
In high school, he stuck his penis in the macaroni and he got suspended for like 3 weeks. Do you not remember that?
Yeah, but like, isn't that something that like, I don't know, Zac Efron would probably do? Or like, Zac Efron's dad? I don't know. Who else is hot? I don't know. Isn't that impressive? What?
Not real. I just can't go through this again with you, okay? You know what I think
we should do? What?
I think we should put a curse on Brad.
I mean,
you love it. Come on. You love doing curses with me.
I know. I do love dark arts, but like,
I know.
Could it be a curse maybe to like ask me on a date?
Oh my god. There's nothing you can get from Brad that you can't get from your vibrator. That's what I've learned, and that's what Teen Vogue has taught me also.
Hannah, but like, okay, what's your perfect guy like? Okay, if you're gonna think you know all this about the world, what's your perfect guy?
He's dead. A corpse. And I bring him back to life on a dark and stormy night. And he jolts back, and he looks at me. And he says, thank you for bringing me back to life. I was just shot in a hit and run accident at a 7-Eleven. Not the one Brad works at, of course.
I mean, okay.
And then he picks me up with his dead arms that are alive now.
Like, yeah, that's wicked erotic. Like, I get that. And yeah, I want that too. And like, I wish Brad was the dead guy. But there he is standing in front of me. And he's like, freaking, I don't know, like 5'2" and just like ready to be my prom king. Like, I'm not against that.
I just can't, Monica. You just fall for every single dude that gives you a little bit of sweaty eye, all right? And it's just like, I love you. You're my roommate. I'm going to be here for you. But honestly, I'd personally rather see you curse him instead of date him.
Okay, well, we'll have to just come back to that. We'll figure it out. Like, maybe we should curse them. Maybe you're right. Like,
we can do some really great things. You know, I picked up some more curse books, and you know, I'm just really open to doing more things.
Well, we do have like a bunch of like PNSs in the fridge if we need them. The pre-suck nuggets if we need them for anything. So
yeah, Costco's having a great sale. Like, that was a dope find last week, Monica. You did like really great.
Thanks. I've been super couponing. It's just been so fun. But like, part of that has also been like, well, do you know what I did though? Like, I actually I had one coupon, right? And I like use dark arts to like photocopy it 50 times and like made it all scannable and like, yeah, no.
That's
oh my god, do you
awesome.
Know who would love that?
Woo.
Brad would love that. That's a prank.
Oh my God.
Brad loves pranks. He loves them.
You know what? I'm going to support you regardless, and I'm going to continue putting curses on all of the men that come into my life. But you just got to do you, all right? And I'm going to support it, I guess.
By the way, does this necklace look hot on me or not?
Yeah. I was noticing, is that like real blood inside? Is that somebody's blood? Is it your blood that is in the amulet?
I knew you were going to ask. It's Brad's nose blood.
Oh, he gets those really nasty bloody noses, doesn't he?
It's like watching a red silk sheet fall from the sky.
My God. Maybe he should use a tampon for his nose. Does he need tampons? I have plenty of them.
Hannah, stop. I know you're a heavy flower, but like, oh my God. Oh my God.
The heaviest. You know me. It's my iron deficiency.
By the way, just so you know, the radio's on. I just forgot to tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to summon somebody from the other world?
That'd be fun. I thought that'd be fun.
Hello? Is there somebody there?
Hello, this is Mike with Neighborhood Radio. Wait, is there any people on this thing?
Yeah.
Hi,
who
Mike.
Are you?
Oh, I'm Mike. I'm the host of Neighborhood Radio. It's the Neighborhood Radio show I've been doing about all the people around the neighborhood.
What the fuck is Neighborhood Radio?
It's a new thing I've been doing.
What?
He's the guy I was telling you about that was dressed up as that little Lebanese woman at the Valentine's Day prom party. He was the one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He was the one that I talked to you 2 weeks ago. He's the one that bought that house that's probably on like an ancient burial ground or something.
No, it really is. Yeah. I actually found a couple bones from there.
Yeah. Wait. It's Alder Lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 10 Alder Lane, right next to the guy who looks like, you know, he's bald, sharp teeth, tall.
Jimmy.
Jimmy's really cool.
Jimmy's pretty cool. Blink. He sold me my bat wings.
No, Jimmy's super cool, dude.
I've never hopped on this thing with people already talking. I kind of don't know how to.
Well, we were talking about like our heavy flow. Well, my heavy flow. Like, I don't think Monica does have one.
Like beats?
Well, it looks like beats. If you want to be TMI about it, it kind of looks like beats, but beat juice.
Yeah, beet juice.
Beet juice.
Wait, don't say it one more. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Is that like...
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
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 Say what?
We just summoned a demon, dude. We just summoned a demon.
I just got rid of the last one. I didn't mean to, Monica.
Hannah, you can't just say beet juice 3 times. Oh, my God.
How did you say it 3 more times?
Don't.
Don't.
Okay. Want a bigger demon with hair your armpits? Then do it.
Do you want your feet to switch with your hands? Then do it.
That was crazy that one time, though, right, Monica? Oh, my God.
I ran so fast on my hands. It was crazy.
It was really cool.
What does this demon look like?
Fran Drescher. Drescher? I don't know how to say her name.
Well, it's Fran Drescher, but she's the shape of a dresser, like an armoire.
But she still has a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Look out for that.
Keep an eye out for that. Yeah, no, I will. That sounds bad.
Last time we did this by accident, we were at the farmer's market, and someone was selling us some stuff, and we just couldn't hear each other, and it just happened, like, all of a sudden. But last time this happened, the Fran Drescher dresser was just running around the power lines out back. But one of our neighbors is an avid hunter and just shot it. I think it was Southern Jim, but didn't he tag that? He tagged and bagged it.
He tagged and bagged it.
He's great.
His husband uses it for his clothes now.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have to, is that the only way to get rid of the demon is to shoot it with a gun?
No. I mean, you can get like enough supplies. Like Southern Jim actually taught us a lot of our dark magic little tricks of the trade. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can just, like, you know, get a couple supplies. Like, that's what the priest's chicken nuggets are for. Like, those are ingredients for some, like, demon warding stuff. If you just get the right stuff, mix it together, flush it down the toilet, it'll take care of stuff usually. So,
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to, you can flush the demon down the toilet, or you flush just the ingredients to get rid of the demon?
Just the ingredients.
Okay. That's got to be bad for your plumbing, though, right?
Well, we have really good plumbing.
We don't care.
Yeah. We rent, but like, I know that I can tell you that, like, I flushed a lot of stuff down that, you know, that porcelain chariot. I haven't really had too much trouble. I flushed that beaver pelt once. I thought that was going to get stuck, but that boy sucked it right up.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of composting my organic kale, I just like flushed it down the toilet. And I also just took a picture of it because it was just really pretty and emotional at the same time. And I put it on my live journal. So it was cool.
That sounds beautiful. Wait, who am I talking to? I don't know if you guys said.
Oh, I'm Hannah. I haven't met you yet, I guess. I didn't go to your stupid Valentine's Day party, like, because I'm not going to put a label on love like the rest of you weirdos.
Hannah, it wasn't stupid. I was labeled prom queen there. Can you just, like, give me a little bit of support?
All right.
Monica, okay. So you guys, like, roommates or just hanging, like, what is...
Duh.
Yeah.
Cool.
We went to preschool together, and ever since then, we've lived together.
Yeah. We also went to college together, and we were the sorority sisters. We were both sorority captains of Gamma Gamma Rae in college. That was our sorority. It was pretty cool.
GGR.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to middle school together. We started our own middle school, and it was just impressive.
Yeah, we were middle schoolers, and we started our own middle school.
I'm sorry. Sorry, there's something
in my throat. There's so much smoke in this room for all my incense. Sorry.
That's really impressive that you guys ran an entire middle school. Did you also attend it? You must have.
Yeah,
right?
We're middle schoolers. Yeah. That's why we started it, was so that we had a place to go to middle school too.
Just us. No men. It was great.
So it's just you two in the entire middle. Where was this middle school located?
Southern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a long commute every day.
Did you have to drive there? Or?
Yeah.
Broomstick.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I meant on our broomsticks. We shared one. Yeah,
that's really incredible. You know, I'm glad that I can talk to such honest and upfront people who would never make up weird stories to me. You guys are just really interesting, and I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about anything. There's no topics that are off the table for me. I'm pretty much like an open book. So if you want to know anything, I'll talk about it.
She is.
Like, I'll talk about how big my poop is.
Okay. I guess how big is your poop?
Well, I've been backed up for about 3 days. But the last one that I took, it was pretty big.
Yeah? Like, bigger than a bread box? Smaller than a bread box?
It was actually, I think, 7 inches.
Okay, so smaller than a bread box.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of fiber that day.
Yeah, was it length?
The length was like 7 inches, and then the girth was about 3. I'm not ashamed.
Oh my God.
I'm not ashamed to talk about it, okay? Because like we all do these bodily movements. We're all just meat sacks anyways in the grand scheme of things.
Hannah's like really dark, but like, it's so poetic. Like, she might as well be, like, Edgar Allan Poe. Like, it's just so... It's something
Thank
about
you.
It is really special. Yeah.
I write a lot of poetry. Thank you.
Oh, can you share some with us?
I sure can.
Awesome.
Wait,
Let me find one in my journal first.
Okay, Hannah. My favorite one that you did is that one about those two ants you saw killing each other. I thought that one was really... holistic.
Yeah, it was called Disparage. That was the title. All right, I'll begin. I see you down there, looking so small, fighting each other. Is it always war for you two? or can you ever find common ground? That was it.
That was good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate that. I don't really share my poetry often, but
when
I
caught a ball,
thank you. I appreciate it.
Man,
it's
people
incredible.
Are
incredible.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's okay, Monica. Thank you for crying. I appreciate
it. This is incredible.
I get so lucky
to have you.
I appreciate your vulnerability and your honesty and the fact that you're opening your heart and your emotions to me right now.
Yeah, I wish Brad was here.
You guys seem really well adjusted. I respect that.
Thanks. We also have ghosts living inside of us.
What?
Mm-hmm. In addition to my soul, I also share a body with a guy named Jarvis.
Wow. Okay. What's Jarvis's story? Do you know? Is he a nice ghost?
He
a friendly one?
Is a butcher from 1912.
All right.
He is a really bad dude. You know, in addition to butchering animals, he murdered a lot of people. And then he was found and he was taken into the middle of the town because this is when they still did like public hangings and stuff, I guess, in 1912. I don't know. I'm not a historian. And they actually like took him, they strung him up and they skinned him alive. But he didn't die there. They actually left him outside for 3 days while
Did they bring him to the town square to get hanged or to skin him?
No, they brought him to the middle of the town to kill him publicly.
It just also happens to be where people would get hanged.
Yeah, yeah. And usually they hanged people, but like this was an exception because he was just so evil. So then he died and I inhabited his soul about 3 years ago through a Ouija board.
You inhabited his soul?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're in his soul in your body?
His soul is in my body next to my soul.
Okay. So you had a Ouija board and
Monica was there.
Yeah, I was there. I saw it happen. It was hot.
Did you get any soul juice, Monica? Souls in you?
No, I don't have any souls in me except for my one soul, but like I have definitely switched other people's souls before.
You switched souls?
Yeah, like have you ever been like grocery shopping and you see like an old hag and then you see like a young boy and you're like, wouldn't that be funny if like their souls switched? And then you just sort of like do this like funny little hand movement and you say some like funny little words under your voice. And then you like put some Chex Mix on the ground and step on it. And then like, boom, they're a soul switch. And then they don't know how to deal. And you just like watch them freak out.
So you like Freaky Friday people?
Yeah, it's kind of like soul bullying, I think is what it's called. It's when you like mess with other people's souls. It's just kind of like higher level villainous enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. How do you? Oh, so are you guys like the villains of the neighborhood then? Because
No.
Villainous enjoyment. I was just asking.
Okay. I know. I mean, it's the same thing as like going to the movies, but like buying your own candy and like putting it in your pocketbook and like not telling anybody. Like, it's just, you're not a bad person because you broke the law. Like, come on.
How do these people know that their souls got switched? Like, how can you tell that it worked? I guess.
You just see people scream out of nowhere. That's how I know. As far as them, they don't know what's going on. And that's just, like, funnier. But you know, normally I, like, feel bad and I put some paprika on their toes. I they're freaking out. They can't notice what's happening. But I put the paprika on. And then it just goes back to normal in like 15 minutes. And then they usually have to like go like to the hospital because of like a psychotic break. But or like what people think is a psychotic break. But it was really just me having like a couple kicks in the local grocery store.
Huh. Hannah, do you do soul switching? Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say like Hannah, I mean, yeah, do you? I don't know. Like. We have our own things, I guess, sometimes. But, like, what do you do for fun, Mike? Like, you're just kind of sitting there judging us. So, like,
Oh no, I'm curious. I'm very curious. Okay. There's so many interesting people in this neighborhood. I just want to get to know everybody, you know?
Hey, what's your deepest, darkest secret that you've never told anybody before?
And don't lie to us, because we can look into your soul and figure it out, okay? Mm-hmm.
I'm a human lie detector.
Okay.
She is. She has these little lights on her back. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I love it, though, Hannah. I love it. I love it. I love you. I love it.
I love you.
I love you.
One time in elementary school, it was fifth grade, I did pee my pants because I had to use the bathroom, but all the stalls were taken, and I didn't understand how urinals worked, and I was really intimidated by them because you couldn't sit down on them. So I panicked, and I peed myself, and I blamed it on the principal, who got fired and put into jail after.
Hannah, what's the result? Is he lying?
He's telling the truth. But you know what? You don't have to be ashamed, because I pee my pants at least once a month.
It's wholesome. It's a part of our heavy flow problem. Well, it's not a problem. It's who you are. And I love that about you.
Thank you. And I love you. And
I love you.
Live your truth, Michael. Just live it.
I feel bad about that truth, because a guy got fired and put in prison.
Actually, I'm tapping into, was his name Frederick?
What?
Frederick.
Was his name? Yeah, I was about to say, it definitely wasn't Bredrick.
Was his last name Bredrickson? Frederick Bredrickson?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Hold on, I'm getting close. A vision.
His first name was Bredrickson and his last name was Frederick. He was Bredrickson Frederick.
Sorry, sometimes I get that confused.
It's okay.
I'm tapping.
Wait, your vision.
Did he die?
Hold on. I'm getting... Yes, he died. He actually died in prison.
Was he,
after
huh?
you put him away. It was actually... It happened on the field and they were working out. They had weights. And somebody hit him over the head with a weight because they thought he stole their cigarettes.
Oh my God.
But he didn't die there. He actually stayed in a coma for 3 years after that.
And then, I guess that's not as bad.
And then his only living relative, his daughter died. Yeah. And then they didn't have anybody.
What?
They didn't have anybody to pull the plug. So they pulled the plug on him after she died because they no longer had to keep him alive.
Just because no one was there to make a decision, they were like, well, we can't keep him alive because no one can say we have to.
Yeah, exactly. She got hit by a bus. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep, she got hit by a bus, but she didn't die there. She actually spent some time in a coma, too. I'm sorry. I just get so emotional sometimes when I'm diving into the spirit world. I also capture their emotions too. Sorry.
I feel very responsible for this.
Oh no, he was actually a really bad dude. He kicked a lot of dogs.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, okay, great then. All right.
So don't feel bad.
Honestly, though, Michael, this is ridiculous. The only thing you should really be blaming is the court system. A little kid peed his pants and this guy got sent to jail for it. Because, what?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty quick process, too. They put him away in, 2 days.
That's why Hannah and I have been going door to door to try to get people involved in political reform, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The court cases around here, they go so fast, and it only just shows you that there's probably a high arcing wizard in charge who's probably just dealing down all this damage, and it's just not okay. You can't just lock people up because they peed on a little boy or they didn't. I take that back. You should. We're still going through some of the policies.
we're it's a lot of work right now, and We're spending a lot of time Googling things. And
it's so conceptual and you really want to try to give out justice, but then it's well, what is justice? But then when you say it out loud, sometimes you know what justice is. So mm-hmm. But, like, you lied, Michael. You're right. It's your fault.
Okay, wait, hold on. We just turned this all the way back around.
You killed his whole family. Like, just like
I wasn't
it.
Driving
like, I
the bus. I wasn't driving the bus, though, right?
Well, whose fingerprints were on the wheel, the steering wheel? Because, like, we don't know.
I don't know.
Was it you? Where were you on that day that girl died?
Hold on, I'm tapping into the mind of the forensic investigator who was taking the fingerprints on the steering wheel right now.
Is he dead, or do you need these people to be dead to tap into their mind souls?
Sometimes. This man...
I'll go kill him if he's not.
Hold on.
No, don't
he's
do that.
Not, he's not dead, but he's... Oh, he's in a coma.
Oh, my God.
There's so many people that are in a coma. Oh, my God.
I mean, good there year was... for coma technicians, right?
Yeah, there was a surge last year, wasn't there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm tapping into his mind, and the fingerprints are not yours.
Oh, my God.
But they are a distant relative of yours.
What?
Okay, wait, but something else. We should also look at the fingerprints on that dead girl's back. Because, like, how did she get hit by a bus? Was she pushed? Did she fall out of the sky?
I'm going to ask her. Her name is Genevieve.
Okay. Yeah.
Genevieve
Fredrickson?
Hold on. Fredrickson. Monica, hold my hand while I channel her.
Genevieve.
Okay, Fredrick. I'm holding your hand.
Monica.
Oh, your hands are so
Genevieve.
Strong.
Genevieve. Yeah. Sorry. Genevieve.
What? Oh, yeah. Monica. Yeah, it's me. Okay, I'm Monica. Yes.
Were you pushed in front of that bus?
Yes!
Oh my God, she was.
What was that? What was that?
That old lady.
That came out of you, Monica. That voice came out of you. She went into you.
Me? I was here the whole time. I didn't say anything.
Oh my God, I saw you, but you weren't you.
Oh my God.
You were like her.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Was it hot? Is she hot? She hotter
yeah,
than me?
Actually, she was, well, not hotter than you.
Fuck.
Nobody's hotter than you.
Okay.
She was pretty hot.
Oh
yeah. I'd have
Thank
to
you.
Say.
I love you.
I would probably do her.
Okay.
It's getting personal.
But she's dead and I can't.
Michael,
so she was pushed.
She was pushed, Michael.
I've never pushed anybody in front of a bus. I don't know.
She
Can
says,
you honestly say that?
Yeah. Hannah can confirm, right? I've never pushed anybody in front of a bus.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true. But the person who pushed her in front of the bus had like a bald head, she's telling me. He had a bald head with a scar on his cheek. Does that sound familiar to you, Mike?
Wait. I'm getting something. I'm getting something from the spirits. I feel it. Did that person also have sharp teeth? Wait.
Oh, my God.
Did that person also have in his back pocket a bill, a cable bill?
Oh, my God. Yes. For $34.
Oh yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was Jimmy.
Oh, it was Jimmy.
Jimmy
Pusher.
That's exactly like Jimmy. Yeah?
That's
Jimmy
your neighbor,
did it?
Right?
Jimmy? Yeah, I can see him in his window right now. He's staring at me.
Is he making a pushing motion with his arms just to warn you that he could do it to you next?
I mean, he's either doing that or he's trying to flex. He's licking his lips, though.
Whoa.
But he does that a lot. That doesn't stand out as
so
well.
Thin.
He does do that a lot.
He basically
I think he's a lizard. I think he's a lizard person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
He's cool.
You know
what we should do?
Yeah.
We should, Hannah, we should set Michael up with some nice, like, positive vibes, things we can give him to ward off Jimmy, just to, like, protect him a little bit.
Sure. I mean, Jimmy's cool, but I definitely agree that you kind of need a little bit of protection from him, at least. I usually wear my crystals around my neck whenever I go over to his house, just in case.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. Whatever, like, good vibe crystal, whatever you guys can give me to... See, I've been looking at him this whole time, and somehow he's vanished without me looking away.
Wow. That's so cool. That's rad.
Okay, it is, though. I guess so.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I'm going to give you, Michael. So I have like a 10-gallon bucket of just like ground up bones in the garage. So I'm going to give you like a little satchel of that, and you should make sure you have that just like behind your ears at all times. That'll kind of keep him at bay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then to protect your house, I'm going to give you I'm not going to give it to you. You should really go to the grocery store and buy like maybe 20 bags of mini marshmallows and do like a whole ring around your house, all connected, and then light them all on fire until they completely disintegrate into little puddles of sweetness. That is going to be a barrier so that he can't cross. Okay. Is there anything else you can think of, Hannah? Like, I think that's like a good start.
Yeah, I'll probably give you some cat litter from my cat's litter box. Okay. And what you do is you put that under your pillow at night, the cat litter.
Okay. Is that sanitary? That doesn't seem sanitary.
My cat is very sanitary. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, my multiple cats are very sanitary. Thank you. So,
How many cats do you have?
12.
Yeah.
Seems like a good even number.
Yeah. 6 are for Monica and 6 are for me, although we all are a happy little commune together.
Sometimes we trade them back and forth, though. So the 6 kind of keeps switching.
It's cute.
The vet hates it, but it's funny for us.
Yeah.
I hate to cut this short. I really appreciate your advice, and I'll definitely get those things that you recommended to keep me safe from Jimmy.
I'll drop some off to you.
Yeah. I just noticed that there's a dresser in my house that I didn't buy.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hold on. What are you doing? No, put that up! Ah!
Oh, God.
Yikes. We've been through this before. We'll, you know what? We're just going to come over and we're going to see what's going on. All right, let's go.
We'll probably have to raise him. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, bye. No, going with you.
Yeah, well, obviously you're coming with me. I'm just saying, like,
Oh, he's still going. Okay, we gotta go. Yeah, let's go.
Okay.